And here's the windup and the payoff pitch. Strike three called. Belt high outside corner. Fourth start with the Indians. He delivers. Fastball high and away. Oh, strike three. I jumped the gun. That is strike three called. Holding his hands very high. Skeens delivers. Did he swing? Yes, he did. Strike three swinging. They asked the third base umpire, Dexter Kelly, who said he swung at that low inside slider. Three up, three down. Skeens strikes out the side in order.
With Paul Skeens. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Skeens, more dominance. 3 1/3, 65 pitches, struck out 8 of 14. After the game, Paul Skeens wasn't ebullient, Malzi. He was not on cloud nine. In fact, he was pissed. According to the article over at the Indianapolis Indians website, which, as a quick aside,
yes,
we still call them the Indians. Do I have to say Indianapolis baseball team? What's going on here? We can't have Cleveland Indians.
I have thought about that.
How are they getting a free pass? Do they have whatever Native American tribes are from Indiana that have given the baseball team permission to keep it going with Indians?
The only one I've ever heard of.
Seminoles are allowed to stick around.
Right, and I've even heard that that's contentious and that it's more like the leadership said so, but like a lot of the people in the Seminole tribe who aren't leaders.
Blackhawks, we still put a big Native American head right on the sweater.
I know.
I kind of figured if we were going to get rid of one, we were going to get rid of all of them.
You would think.
Instead, we got that wacky Guardians logo. It's a statue that's attached to a bridge or something like that.
The Indy logo's all angular and has nothing really to do, I feel like, with the actual nickname.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
Anyways, this is Skeens, quoted in Indianapolis after last night's A-plus start. Quote, "I wasn't happy with getting pulled, but it's over my manager's head. It's over my head." No word on if Joe Starkey was the one that fed him these
comments.
Yeah. Because he's on a warpath.
Joe is?
Yes.
Yeah, he made the Leland joke again today.
On the air?
Yeah.
How did Paul, like, did Paul receive it well?
I think he kind of semi-sold it. Yeah. You know, and just kept going. I think they asked how many pitches will Quinn Priester throw, and Joe said they're going to pull him after the first pitch. Just like Leland.
He loves it.
He really does.
He's leaning in very far with that. So this is a different one because Jared Jones, at least outwardly, is on the same page. He's on board with the plan. Skeens seems flummoxed by it. He doesn't really get it. He seems very nonplussed and I would even say borderline angry.
I think he's annoyed because it feels. I think he's annoyed because his arm feels good and his body feels good, and he was throwing high stress pitches at LSU for weeks in a row at a time, to the point where people in the run up to the Rule 4 draft were saying, if they pick him, I hope LSU like rests him more. I think he missed on pitching one game he didn't have to pitch because of the way that their run to the College World Series went, and people were happy about that. Yeah, he just seems mentally not as on board with it as Jones. And here's the weird thing. Skeens takes it, I think, to a major extent as being like laser focused on pitching.
He's an old soul.
But Jones,
he's got some of that bulldog in him from these old pitchers back in the day.
But Jones has a very similar, I think, mindset.
He goes right at people too.
And he also, after his second start, poor Noah Hyles, I think, tried to ask him about like, hey, but you had a lot of stuff working, or his third start, and he went, yeah, we lost. Who cares?
Jones.
Yeah. Like, he ran over Noah with an answer.
I don't feel bad for Noah. That's why he got this promotion.
Not,
he's got to deal
not
with this stuff.
I'm saying I feel
he's
bad
already
for
dealt
Noah.
With shrapnel and backlash from Pat Narduzzi and Pitt when he reported about the vase.
Oh, the vase. How Remember? Could I forget the blue vase?
The vase and what the symbolic meaning of the vase was?
No, but I'm just saying, like, Jones is a guy who mentally is all business out there, but he just seems more amenable to their plan.
Well, we're going to talk to Skeens at 5 o'clock. We'll see if he's cooled down and maybe understands the plan a little bit more. What I wonder about is, I think he wants to be at close to 100 pitches and going through lineups at AAA three times before he gets called up. And they haven't given him a chance to do that almost a month into the season. Because one of the things that is just universally believed about baseball, and we'll see if it happens with Jones. Like, when the book gets around, how do guys attack you once they see your, what you're all about, you know, mm-hmm. what you do to attack hitters, what traditionally your mindset is and yes. how you go about things. And so there's that battle, like, from start to start, but there's also in-game, like, once a hitter has seen you two times, he's got a handle on your pitches now and the way you're sequencing them. How do you get him out a third time? And I would like to think Paul knows that he's got to do that at AAA or wants to do that at AAA before he gets called up to the major leagues. And we're still at least a little bit away from that, Chris.
I would imagine we're at least three more AAA starts away from it. That would be my guess, bare minimum. Three more of these. He's maybe in the mid-60s next time.
He was at the mid-60s last night.
I'm sorry. I thought 58 last night.
He was
night,
at
not
65. 60,
not 60. Okay. Then I think between 70 and 75. I actually said I thought it would be on the low end of 60 to 65, so higher end. I think he's probably up to 70, then maybe 75, then 80, and then after 80, maybe you take the restrictor plate off here. But yeah, I think the problem with trying to like learn how to do those things in AAA even for him right now, like go through the order a third time, Pony, the problem is he's so dominant against these guys, you almost have to manufacture trouble for yourself. Because at that level, even with against players who are going to be in the major leagues, the majority of the roster is so incapable of handling what his basic stuff is. I'm going to throw the ball 102 at you. You have to decide I'm going to just objectively start throwing changeups here to them on like the third time. If I even get a third time through the order, I'm going to have to make it difficult for myself. That's a question I actually want to ask him without like sounding like I'm kissing his ass. Say, hey, you're striking guys out and frankly making this look very easy. Do you feel like you've been able to balance getting guys out while also like learning how you want to pitch?
One of the things I want to bring up to him, and we'll see if he gives a straight answer. So Strasburg is the pitcher that he's gotten compared to the most.
Mm-hmm.
From a phenom status, what they did in college, how they're entering professional baseball, what they project as. I would say even more so than Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
Cole's had a better career than Strasburg, but what we thought they would be when they were drafted at the top of the draft, I think that's
Skeens
the
is a little
analog.
More built like Strasburg. He's a little taller than Cole.
So
like that.
With Strasburg, remember, the innings limits and the things about like being careful with him, that all came from his agent. Boris was the one. It was the tail wagging the dog, if you will.
Yep.
Like the agent was in charge, not the team.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that Skeens is coming across here after these starts where he's only allowed to take baby steps, it sure sounds to me like it's the exact opposite.
Well, the team is definitely watching him closely.
But if there is an agent, the agent is not trying to persuade or cajole Skeens into thinking, hey, this is actually what's best for you. Mm-hmm. This plan is actually a very sound plan, and they should be taking this cautious approach with you. It sounds like he wants to be here, and he wants to be here now.
Correct.
And he thinks he's ready.
I mean,
he thinks he can do more.
He was ready on opening day to be the best pitcher in their rotation. Most likely.
But I would just, because I think if you asked Strasburg, you know, and gave him truth serum back in 2009 or 2010 and said, hey, if the Nationals came to you and said, we think you can throw 200 innings this year, what would your response be?
He'd say, sign me up.
Strasburg? No, I think he'd say, well, you know, talk it over with.
No, but you're saying truth serum. Like he might have just said, I know my agent's doing what he thinks is best for me.
I'm not sure about that. I'm trying to say.
I think most guys want to compete when they're in that mode. Like, for a guy to say, it would almost be a red flag for me, even if the guy was medically correct, if he said had no history of arm trouble yet. And Skeens has not been a pitcher for that long.
Right, he was a catcher before that.
Right, so that kind of gives me a little, not pause, that actually makes me think they're going to get the most out of his arm here. I think most guys, if you gave him truth serum, would say, I want to go out there and battle. Like, I think what's unusual about Jared Jones is he is all business out there. It's surprising to me to have somebody like Jones, who's as competitive as he appears to be, also seem to be, if not like competitively aligned with the plan, intellectually aligned with the plan.
I'm going to say something to you, and it's like the way that it's manifested on the air is obviously different because the sports are so different, and one player at quarterback in the NFL can have so much more agency over what the team does. Look at Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Just the individual himself. If you can believe this, I'm actually way more excited about Paul Skeens than I was for Kenny Pickett, even at the height of my Kenny Pickett hysteria.
Because? You just think he's that much better?
I said that Pickett could be Joe Burrow 2.0, but that was like a best case scenario.
You also said he and Pickens were the new Montana to Rice.
I did say that, yes.
That actually is probably better case scenario than new Joe Burrow, because we're talking about number of Super Bowls.
Yeah, I guess I did get ahead of myself and over my skis there.
Just a little bit. Just a tad. You're more excited for Skeens, and frankly,
Skeens should end up being the best pitcher in Pirates history, and he should win multiple Cy Young Awards while he's here.
That certainly seems to be his ceiling, like appearances here. I mean, it's tougher to hit. It's tougher to do that to major league hitters because they just can time up 100, but the guy has multiple pitches he can use.
Right, and so we're like, I think, at most months away, maybe even weeks away from getting to experience that and start that journey. I'm very geeked up and I'm very fangirled out for that.
And you don't want to wait. And who does? No one does.
He's just so good. And it's like,
well, I think people are going to like the personality that matches up with
the
play.
Yes, there's that too.
He cuts the profile of somebody that if he thought it was going to help him pitch better, would like, you know, punch a family member if he thought it was going to help. He's just all business. He's so serious. People, whether it's right or not, love like the no BS guys, and he is that to an ultimate.
Well, did you see what else he did last night what went viral?
No.
Did you see what went viral with him last night, Austin?
I did, yes.
Want to tell Malzi?
So he was, after the game, signing autographs right outside the dugout, and there was an entire line lined up to the entire back of the lower level.
It went all the way up to the concourse.
Okay.
And he's just, like, taking time for everybody and signing autographs. And it looked like they were kids. They were not your autograph hounds.
Yes.
The guys that Mulsey wants to punch in the face and kick in the balls.
Yes.
And push off Mount Washington.
Never said that.
You're talking like 100 people in line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he took his time and he did that for all them. He doesn't, what I'm saying, he doesn't have that big league attitude yet. Doesn't have that big league, you know, Tiger Woods walks past a couple of kid fans that are waving at him and he's playing a practice round and they want a quick autograph or moment or even a high five and he just goes right past.
What do you think of the golfers who, after they've had a very bad final round, do walk past all the kids? Although I think I saw most of them slap fives, the golfers at the Masters, with the kids. They ignored the adults who had their hands
up. So this is funny you bring that up. So I was getting ready to criticize. I actually had started criticizing a golfer for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda said, what are you talking about? You suck at golf. And every time I play with you and you get mad at yourself, you're like impossible to like be around. And
yeah.
I go, touche.
Why does she go play golf with you then?
Because she wants to get me into it.
Yeah, but you're not going to. I mean, you're showing no signs of getting better at it.
Right. Because I never try it. I don't apply myself.
So why does she want to continue?
If I did a radio show.
She's like trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole here.
If I did one or two radio shows a year, I'd never get better at it. And that's what I am with golf.
Sometimes I think about that when I do 200 plus radio shows a year.